Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We are live at the Amerind Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Start the 4 o'clock hour here. A little bit late, went long with Giselle there, but we were fascinated by the movies she hasn't seen. I have to text Will Manso and let him know that, some of these are unforgivable. Scarface, to me, is the most unforgivable. If you grow up in Miami, that's it's like a documentary on Miami in the 80s. Like, you got to know about the history.
They need a movie day.
They need a movie day. Yeah, you're exactly right.
12 hours, knock you out 6 movies.
So, Lana, tomorrow we'll be at Carolina Ale House in Weston. It's going to be a big event tomorrow because not only will there be Club World Cup soccer on the televisions, this begins at 5 p.m., so Lana will have a pair of tickets for Inter Miami in the Club World Cup on Monday the 23rd at Hard Rock Stadium. He's going to have a pair of tickets every half hour. And so if you go to Carolina Ale House in Weston tomorrow, beginning at 5 p.m., you'll have a chance to win those Club World Cup tickets, which is a great prize. You can get more info at WQAM.com. And we've got Club World Cup tickets to give away on the show. We've got to do it in the next 2 hours. It's Bayern Munich and Boca Juniors.
Yes.
Hard Rock Stadium this Friday night. And if you want to buy tickets, there's a whole bunch of matches. You go to FIFA.com/tickets. But if you want to win these tickets for Friday night, we'll give away a pair sometime before 6 o'clock. So just keep listening. Let's get a quick look at the headlines because Doug Plagans is going to join us this hour. Talk about tonight's game. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Did you guys see Boca Juniors played yesterday against Benfica at Hard Rock Stadium? You guys see this?
No.
The amount of fans?
Goodness, that was at Hard Rock?
Hard Rock Stadium last night.
Wow. I saw a 3 o'clock game in Atlanta. There were 20 people there.
Yeah.
And it was a huge team. Who was the
I think it was Chelsea that was
playing.
Was
it Chelsea?
Yeah.
And,
I'll double check.
I saw someone tweet out, like, hey, FIFA, this isn't Europe where we're all taking off at 3 o'clock for the day and going to watch a match. Like, it's Monday at 3 p.m. in Atlanta. That's bad scheduling. Because I'm guessing if that game takes place at night, it's close to a full house. But it was an embarrassing look.
Because Atlanta, what's their team called? That stadium's crazy.
Atlanta United, they play at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is where the Atlanta Falcons play. I mean, this is a world-class, I don't know, 80-plus thousand-seat stadium.
And it's packed. Everybody said, like, they go – they don't even like soccer. They go for the party. They go for the food. Nah, they go hang out.
Atlanta United is not selling out that stadium. They probably close off sections.
But
the
Chelsea,
upper dome.
Was it Chelsea yesterday?
For sure.
But
that's
Chelsea
one of the biggest clubs in the Premier League.
Yeah. But if they lined the timing up right and made an event more than a 3 in
for
the afternoon, you know, you have to love it to go there.
Well, I think they thought – anytime Chelsea's playing, you're going to have a full house in the States. And I just think they misread Atlanta at 3 p.m. in a Club World Cup.
So Inter Miami plays in Atlanta Thursday at 3 p.m. against FC Porto at that same stadium. I would imagine
Thursday better than Monday, but still not going to be great. Although, Leo Messi, is Messi playing?
He is. Well, unless, you know, but he's supposed to play, yeah.
That might be the
You're still cutting into your fan base, though. I know there's a lot of soccer fans that can't take off at 2:30.
Oh, no doubt.
It's just the appeal of these cup games, though. There's games all day. All day, every day, there's soccer going on.
I love it. I think it's cool, and it's on TV and whatever. Yeah. The TV deals are more important than selling tickets. Just visually, optically, it looked a bad look. Yeah.
Yesterday, that Boca Juniors-Benfica game.
I didn't realize that Hard Rock game was that packed.
So that was, without a doubt, the best game of the tournament thus far, the best atmosphere of any game of the tournament thus far also. But Argentinians in Miami, Boca Juniors, one of the biggest clubs in South America, but from Argentina, like, they came and represented. It's what you would expect from that fan base.
He was just talking with the security here, and they cross over between the stadiums. Yeah. And he was saying yesterday was nuts. People were trying to sneak into the club level because they'd look up and see famous soccer players in boxes. Wow. And they were sneaking up, and he was like, he had to go call the police and everything. They said it was wild at Hard Rock.
Travis and Taylor going to be here tonight? Anybody know?
It was reported by Jackie Redmond.
Had said on McAfee yesterday that they were coming. Then she walked it back, saying that her good source may just be a source, not necessarily a good source. So
is
I don't know.
Is that the lady with the thick eyebrows?
That's the lady with the thick eyebrows, yeah.
I saw her on McAfee.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about Taylor Swift. I did.
Really?
I swear to God.
No, the lady, the NHL lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, she her eyebrows are like an inch thick.
Jackie Redmond?
Yeah, it's like the dad off
American Pie.
American Pie.
I watched American Reunion the other day.
Terrible.
It's pretty funny.
It's funny.
Come on.
It's funny.
Stifler gets on my nerves in all the movies.
Because they keep pushing him further and further
foolishness.
To foolishness. Like, it was a good character in the first one.
Yeah.
And then it got a little overboard. Well, and then for American Reunion, it was like... he's a cartoon.
When he wakes up drunk and tries to cover his meat up with that glass top, man, me and Asia fell out the bed laughing. Uh-huh.
American Wedding, the second version, right? Was that the second one?
I think American Wedding was the third.
Oh,
wasn't American
right.
Pie 2?
There was
just
American
two?
Pie 2. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was
what happens in American Pie 2?
I mean, I can only imagine. Hijinks.
Stifler.
And,
Stifler cusses a lot and does.
They try to sneak into a sorority.
Oh, yeah. You're correct. And then American Wedding is the third one, right? And then Reunion is the fourth one.
That's right.
And I believe there's been, like, some Stifler straight-to-DVD movies after that.
Well, they had American Bandcamp, right?
Oh, like, yeah, American, no one was in that.
None of them, right, yeah. But the dad, Noah.
Oh, we got to give that to DBJ. This one time at Bandcamp. Put that on the list. That, how have we never given him that before?
He says, hey, Joe, this one
this
time,
one
at,
time at Bandcamp, and then just silence.
That's hilarious.
That'll be great.
The last thing I have written down for DBJ, by the way, list the AI answer of the ingredients of mayonnaise.
We got action.
I don't even remember that.
Because I said, what is mayo?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really, what is mayo?
Yeah.
Speaking of the guy with the bushy eyebrows, Noah Levenstein, Hawk, that Noah Levenstein, he's not as funny or as good of an actor.
Who's Noah Levenstein?
That's his name in American
Pie.
Oh,
Eugene Levy. Excuse me.
Oh.
I just saw it. That's his last name with Levenstein in the movie, and I knew it. And I was
no
like,
idea.
I know he's Jewish. I saw a Jewish last name, and I went with it.
I was going to let him ride it out. I said, yeah, what's his name again?
Eugene Levy?
Yes.
He's not as funny or as compelling without those eyebrows, right? Like, he leans into that.
Right. Yeah, he's got a look he leans into. He was very famous in the 80s for SCTV, which was a Canadian version of Saturday Night Live. But, yeah, he was very famous. And then he did some movies with John Candy, Armed and Dangerous. Yeah. Like, he was a very good actor.
But that dry...
I take that back. Very good actor.
The dry one-liners.
Yeah. And coming from that look with his voice. Yeah.
When he was trying to tell his son how to get the love life back in their marriage, man, I fell out.
It's funny, though. Don't they smoke weed in American Wedding
and
Stifler's mom?
I enjoyed it. I think we watched it last night. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Stifler's mom, is that the lady from White Lotus?
Yes.
Jennifer Coolidge?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
son.
With a lot less Botox at
I mean,
that point.
Talk about a coaching tree. The American Pie coaching tree. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's some legit stardom there.
Well, just those two. I think
no.
Stifler's mom
it's
and Eugene Levy.
In there.
No, Mira Sorvino or whatever. She's one of the girls in it. She went on to do American Beauty, which was that Kevin Spacey movie. Bring it back to the Panthers. But that, I mean, American Beauty won the Oscar.
Really?
Is it Mina Suvari or Mira Sorvino or something?
You got me.
Jason Biggs, obviously.
Yeah, they're not real, real.
But what has Jason Biggs done outside of, honestly, the American Pie?
Yeah, nothing. He's married to this girl, Jenny or Jennifer something, and she's a nut job. And she's all over social media. She's a wild woman.
The Finch character in American Wedding, no, I'm sorry, in American Reunion was literally one of the lamest characters of all time. Like, they made him...
Well, Finch is kind of like, a little bit like McLovin, kind of, don't you think, from Superbad, kind
yeah,
of same look.
But they made him like, insecure about his life, and he's...
Lying about it.
Right,
what
and
doing
it's like,
life.
Yeah.
And he wore scarves.
Yeah.
I don't like people that wear scarves.
I'm wearing a scarf.
All right, the Panthers do play tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And obviously,
we could never post this video, by the way, because Solana's got a blank screen of Giselle Espinel as where she was.
Why didn't you tell me?
I just noticed it.
I had
because I thought it would be a funny little video of Crowder saying, "I don't like people wearing scarves." Me going, "I'm wearing a scarf," and then I look down at the video monitor, and he's just in love with Giselle's chair.
Thanks, Jimmy, for taking that down after Hawk said it, by the way.
I didn't realize it was still there.
Appreciate it.
Cup is in the building. Luongo will bang the drum tonight, and Stuart Skinner will start game 6 for the Edmonton Oilers in goal.
All right.
That is the news here from Sunrise. Puck drop will be at around 8:20 p.m.
You looked at the line at all for tonight? Are the Panthers, I'm assuming they're favorites. Are they big favorites?
6.5 total goals. I just know that.
Let's see. Panthers are -170 tonight. Oilers are +145. Hmm. Vegas thinking this thing is donezo.
But they're expecting a close game again, Hawk, because the line is -1.5 at +140.
Now, this is interesting. Remember, I put $50 on Brad Marchand to win the Conn Smythe at +450. So I bet $50 either yesterday or the day before, and they were offering me $47 for it. Now they're offering me $65.31. So is there a growing notion that maybe Brad Marchand is going to win the Conn Smythe?
He's the talk. I'll tell you, like, nationally, people aren't talking about Sam Bennett.
I agree. That's why I think that he might have an edge. If it's somewhere close, the better story is Brad Marchand going to a competitor in the middle of the season and winning the Conn Smythe.
On McAfee, they didn't say anything about Sam Bennett. They talked about Marchand leaving Boston and coming. And then last night after the basketball game, go to SportsCenter. Every highlight was Marchand goals.
Yeah.
But it's going to be Sam Bennett unless Marchand tonight scores 2 or 3 goals or has
even
the game winner.
Even a goal. If he scores a goal in 4 consecutive Stanley Cup final games.
Bennett is -230 today.
I know.
And Marchand is +300.
I know.
Like, Bennett, remember what Cunha was saying? It's the spirit of the trophy isn't just the Stanley Cup final series. It's the length of the playoffs. Sam Bennett has 14 goals. 14 goals? Do I have that right, Appel? Throughout the course of the playoffs? Like, that's insane.
I didn't even know Appel was here.
15.
I had no idea Pell was here.
Well, we got
hey.
He got a window box plaid on. Woo!
Josh made it official on social media yesterday. I was aware of this. Solana was too. I don't know if you were. He and his wife Mara are expecting a baby.
Hey, that worm wiggling.
How about that? Congratulations, Josh and Mara Appel.
Congrats, brother.
A boy. A boy, by the way.
I didn't know that they revealed that, so I wasn't.
Yeah, it's on Instagram.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know
you
if
didn't
they
know the gender reveal post on Instagram revealed the gender?
I saw that they announced the baby. I didn't see a gender reveal.
Solana, is your worm wiggling?
No.
It's wiggling away.
You know,
hey, get back here.
You know how they say, if you don't use it, you lose it?
Hello,
where is living testament to that?
I'm crawling down the sawgrass trying to find new occupancy.
By the way, I don't agree with the idea that this series is destined for seven, and that it that this series has been so great that it deserves a game seven. I don't agree with that sentiment, because I think I said this to you guys 2 days ago. Panthers have led for 200 minutes and 25 seconds compared in this series compared to the Edmonton Oilers, who have led for just 33 minutes. The Oilers needed overtime and to overcome two and then three goal deficits in their lone two wins of this series. I think the Panthers have been flat out better. They should have won the cup last year before game seven. They had a 3-0 lead. They
but
beat
I,
them
I
in regulation
feel
twice
like that's
this
part
year.
Of the argument for seven. The fact that Edmonton in, you know, every way, shape, and form shouldn't be in a 3-2 series.
Yeah.
That somehow they've done so without having led but for 30 minutes during the entire series. Like, that's kind of, for me, like, more argument that, yeah, maybe this deserves a game seven. And by the way, don't get it twisted. I don't want a game seven. I want them to win tonight. I'm going to win $600 tonight if the Panthers win. So, trust me, I'm not rooting for a game seven. I don't feel like sweating that bet out.
I wanted to jump on you and Giselle a little while ago. Yeah. Let's go seven. But also, Solana, I won't lie. Game one and two was some of the most exciting hockey I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah.
Even which they're up, they have to come back. They had to fight back. Then the 19 seconds left when the Panthers tie it and all. It was stupid. They're very well matched. I agree the Panthers are better. Numbers say it. We look at it. But this is a very well matched. And we watched last year. We watched 2 years ago. This is more exciting than those series were.
I think the Panthers are just flat out better. They're going to win it tonight. Like I
hope you're right.
I genuinely believe it.
That's why OKC was going to win when you made me lose all my damn money.
Some other hockey news. Team USA announced their first six players for the 2026 Olympics. Actually, several nations did. The Tkachuk brothers are a lock for that roster. Team USA, their group schedule is revealed. They're going to play Latvia, Denmark, and Germany. That's going to be in Milan in 2026. Sam Reinhart was announced for Team Canada. Barkey and Lundell for Finland as well.
All right.
The Phillies did beat the Marlins 5-2 last night. So Sandy's back on the mound. He gave up 2 runs, 5 hits in 5 innings, but he did become second all-time in Marlins history in strikeouts. Struck out Trey Turner in the 5th inning. He passed, who I didn't even want to guess, who he passed with his 833rd
Ooh,
strikeout.
Josh Beckett.
Don Trail.
No.
Hawk
was closer.
Ooh, that era?
Not that era, but it was a white guy, not a black guy.
Okay.
I like narrowed down.
Carl Pavano.
No.
Not Carl Pavano.
Pat Rapp.
Who's the guy? Pat Rapp. Is that true, Jimmy? Was it Pat Rapp?
No, it is not Pat Rapp.
Chris Volstead.
Yes, who you used to hang out with.
That's my buddy.
Yeah.
Not Chris Volstead, but
Chris
closer.
Volstead.
Tall white guy.
Tall.
Randy Johnson.
White guy.
Burning hot, actually. Burning hot, not Randy Johnson.
Really? Oh, Johnson. Yeah.
Hey,
B. Who am I missing? Why can't I think of it? Johnson.
It was our ace from like 2008.
Oh, Josh Johnson?
Yeah, Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Strikeouts leader for the Marlins.
He dealed, bro. He dealt.
Yeah, and deal.
Look me in my eyes and correct yourself. He dealt, bro. Dealt.
You wish you had the empty chair up on the video for that one.
Oh, man. You're special.
And Two-Way Ohtani officially back yesterday. He threw one inning. That was planned. He gave up a run on a sack fly.
Oh, that's it? He threw one inning?
One inning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. 28 pitches.
They do that in the major leagues where someone comes in and they do that in the major leagues where someone just throws one inning?
Huh.
For Ohtani.
I'm about to say, yeah.
He keeps yelling one more, but I don't know what he's yelling.
I feel like he's yelling opener.
Opener.
But what does that mean, opener? They do that?
Huh.
I had no idea. That's called an opener.
Yeah. Come well, set the standard early.
Set what standard? I didn't know that exists in Major League Baseball.
No, me neither.
That somebody throws one inning and they're done?
Yeah.
When's the last time that happened? Really?
It's got to be special cases, though, like this, where
I've never heard.
The thing is, like, you know how Yuri Perez right now, they sent him down for his rehab stint.
But usually
to the AAA.
You get the rehab stint, and then you come back and you're ready. But maybe you're on a pitch count, and you go four innings or five innings.
But remember, Ohtani, he's hitting for that.
Right,
he's their
right,
DH,
right.
So they're not going to send him down to the minors. Right. That would be ridiculous. Yep. So instead of doing that, he's getting his reps in.
Huh.
He threw 28 pitches, but the reason I bring it up, he hit 100 on his 10th pitch.
Wow.
He got the triple digits, so, you know, Tommy John not holding him back.
Yeah, look out.
That much. And then in the NBA, I should get back to some big news that happened last hour. We did touch on it, but I'll repeat it here. For those of you just getting in your car, just tuning in, Tyrese Halliburton is going to get an MRI. Obviously, yesterday he got hurt. But the idea here is that he might have a right strain, a strain in his right quad, was it? I'm trying to find
it. I thought it was his calf.
His calf, excuse me, yeah. So that could be big for the NBA Finals. OKC took a 3-2 series lead yesterday.
They have no chance without him.
I'm not certain they have a chance with him.
Jay Will scoring 30 now. SGA's taking a back seat at 30. They have no chance.
You don't think McConnell could win a game in the NBA Finals? TJ McConnell takeover.
I'm impressed by the Itsy Bitsy Spider, but he is not beating up Jay Will and Chet Holmgren and them.
TJ McConnell has torched the Miami Heat on several occasions. I'm not kidding. Heat killer.
We were watching him with the kids, and my kids were impressed. Like, man, he's a little kid out there. And then he had to play defense, and Jay Will just ran and just jammed his shoulder into his chest, and he slid across the court. And I was like, yeah, this is probably the problem with him.
All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Hot in South Florida, 85-ish degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment. Preview tonight's game.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We farm our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands run around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Doug Plagans is with us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Getting excited for a little Game 6 action tonight. Monkey Buddha's right beneath us here at the arena.
I'll go see him.
I know you will.
Yeah.
Plagans, of course, the radio voice for your Panthers. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. If a game seven is necessary, and we hope it's not, you will also hear it here on 560 QAM. Plagans will have to pack a bag and fly back to Edmonton. What can you say about this series through five games? Like, what you know, we've been having this conversation where I keep saying this series, not that I want it to go seven, but this series almost deserves a game seven. And Solana's like, nah, I'm not so certain, because the Panthers have dominated every stat and the lead, you know, Edmonton's had the lead for 30 plus minutes.
The time led is like the Panthers have led like seven times longer in the series.
200 exactly is 225 seconds for the Panthers. So Oilers 33.
Does it deserve a game seven, or and not saying that we want one. Does it deserve a game seven, or through five games have you seen enough where you say Panthers are a better team? Edmonton's gotten some dubs, but the Panthers are a better team.
The Panthers, I think, have shown in the series that they have been, to this point, the better team. And both of these teams, we talked about it right from the outset. These are the two best teams. These two teams earn their ways here to represent their conferences in the Cup Final. As much as I like watching this Panthers team play, though, I hope that tonight's the last time we see the 24-25 Panthers on the ice. I hope we see him finish it out tonight. And obviously, Matthew Tkachuk talked about that yesterday when he spoke to the media, that they're excited to have a game like this on home ice. They know what kind of opponent they're playing. They know it's an Edmonton team that's loaded, that's not going to go away quietly. But that being said, they love that their home fans are going to get an opportunity to see a game of this magnitude here tonight. The Panthers are hoping to finish this one off here this evening. We're talking about the time that the Panthers have led in the series. It's dramatically in the Panthers' favor. Both of Edmonton's wins have been in overtime. So obviously in those two games, they won in overtime. There's no time spent leading after you get that goal. So the Panthers have, I think, to this point, been the team that's kind of been able to dictate the tempo of games. They've scored two goals at least in each of the first periods in this series, so they've been able to get to their game pretty quickly. If they can do what they did defensively as well in game five, you certainly like their chances here this evening.
And Doug, something we talked about a couple days ago, and I actually thought about you when we were having the conversation.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice of you.
Like in basketball, we're talking about when LeBron was down 3-1 to Golden State, and he was like, he just wheeled them back to win. Or Patrick Mahomes did it, Brady Super Bowl, three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Like a guy like McDavid, who's the best hockey player in the world, what is it? Can he will a team? Because they don't play enough time to go out there and drop 40, 10, and 10. Can he will a team to a win?
So not to take anything away from basketball or football, but I do think it is tougher for one guy in hockey to single-handedly put a team on his back. Outside of the guy in the crease, a goalie can get hot and carry a team, and we've seen that a lot over the course of history. That being said, if there is anybody who can, Connor McDavid is the guy who can. He's that good, and he's got a running mate there in Leon Draisaitl, and you put them together, and the Panthers have done a pretty good job against the Oilers when they've gone to what they've called up there north of the border, the nuclear option, when they throw McDavid and Draisaitl together on a line. We've seen Edmonton go to that probably more earlier in games than we expected, because the Panthers have been able to get first period leads at times. We've seen Edmonton go the desperation route and throw the two big guns together. It's tough to do. If there's anybody who can put a team on his back that's not a goalie in the NHL, Connor McDavid is the guy. That being said, he broke through. You figured he'd score a goal at some point in the series, and we talked about it quite a bit. If he was going to get one in this series, the one that he got last game, I'm fine with that. There was very minimal damage. He scored a goal that pulled Edmonton back to 3-1, and the Panthers ultimately ran away in that game five. But, he is capable, but it is pretty tough to do in the NHL, and especially the other thing that you can't overlook at this point. He's a special athlete, but they have asked a lot of him. He is playing a lot of minutes, and even for a guy who is, athletically a freak of nature, they're putting quite a physical load on Connor McDavid here at this point. We'll see what they have left as we get further and further into the series. The Panthers are a team that's been built on being a team that can have success deep in series. They go into every series, and the players talk about this. Paul Maurice talks about this. They go into every series expecting it to go deep, expecting a seventh game. It's like the boxer that can wear you down with body shots over the course of a long fight. The Panthers are capable of wearing out opponents. And at times in Game 5, it felt like the Panthers were on their way to doing that against Edmonton.
Speaking of goalies and how they can take over a series, are you surprised that Edmonton is going back to Skinner for this game?
Interesting, because I really haven't been surprised with any of the moves. I thought when they hooked Skinner in game four, wasn't surprised there. Calvin Pickard's not your typical backup. He had a really good playoff record, and he at one point took the crease from Skinner. The only reason he lost the job was because he got hurt in their series against Vegas. So Skinner was the guy during the regular season, lost the job. He's gotten it back. He got pulled in game four. I wasn't surprised at all that they gave Pickard the start in game five, because he finished the game pretty well in game four. But game five, the Panthers won pretty convincingly. I don't think that the Edmonton team had really much of a spark off the change in net. Calvin Pickard took a loss in that game, and the loss wasn't on him, but I don't know that there was enough there for them to go back to him again here. I think it's one of those situations where Skinner was the primary guy during the regular season. Good chance he might be the number one guy for them going into next season, and they probably figure they're going to, you know, if they're gonna win or if they're going to lose, it's going to be with number 74 between the pipes.
Who's your clubhouse leader for Conn Smythe?
This is an interesting one. I heard you guys talking about it last segment or the segment before, and because I do listen to the show.
I appreciate that.
And
we think about you sometimes when the show's not even going on.
Very nice of you. I think about you guys,
yeah,
too.
No, like, it's a mutually beneficial
oftentimes relationship. If I'm walking through the checkout lane, I see a candy bar on sale or a candy bar that I haven't had before. I think about you guys.
I drive by a restaurant sometimes. I think about you. I drive by a Panera. I think about the Sip Club. Yep. And then I think about you.
Yep. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. We're all very thoughtful people, apparently.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about? It actually was relevant to
No one knows.
The Conn Smythe.
The Conn Smythe, that's it.
No one knows.
So the Conn Smythe trophy, now I'm glad you guys pointed out, it is a full body of work in the playoffs award. It's an MVP of the playoffs award, not an MVP of the final award. So you do have to take into consideration the entirety of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Right now, as crazy as it sounds, it honestly could come down to if Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand, if one of them in particular has a huge game tonight. That's really come down to that. I think the margin might be that razor thin, because if you look at their points are pretty close. Bennett's only got two more points than Marchand does. Brad Marchand's plus minus is off the charts, really good. He and Anton Lundell are tied at a plus 18 in the playoffs. That line has been dominant. So they've been really good there. Brad Marchand and Sam Bennett have both had really good finals. So if any recency bias comes into play.
And it has to, right?
You'd think, but they're both going to look good. If you're taking into consideration, okay, who had the better final? Well, it's virtually a wash between the two. They both have been outstanding.
If Marchand scores tonight, though, four games in a row with a Stanley Cup final goal, like that would be...
There would be something there, but it's the fact that... But on the other side, Sam Bennett, if you look at where he stacks up against the, you know, guys who've scored the most goals in a single playoff run, I mean, he's starting to get into some pretty historic territory with the 15 goals that he's got, especially if he's able to get one or two tonight. Then you start getting into, like, he's in company of, you know, Hall of Famers, Jari Kurri, Wayne Gretzky, names like that, that are on the you know, top tier of the most goals scored in a single playoff run. What really, I think the interesting thing about that discussion shows how good these two guys have been, because right now Sergei Bobrovsky may be putting together his best playoff statistically in his career.
And he's out of it.
He's having, by the time this is all said and done, if the Panthers win it, if he's able to have a great game tonight and the Panthers win it, you may look at it, he may statistically have his best playoff run that he's had in his future Hall of Fame career. And he's not really getting talked about at all.
Not at all.
But would it surprise me at all if I know some people would say it out of left field, but would it surprise me at all if that time comes around, hopefully it does, that the series wraps up tonight and they're talking about who's going to win the Conn Smythe and Sergei Bobrovsky gets his name called? absolutely deserving.
Oh, I mean, I got him at plus 800. Nothing would make me happier. I would fall to the ground crying.
But I think he's right there in the mix, too, even though it's not being discussed, because obviously he's been huge on this run. And maybe under the radar huge, which is crazy to say, but he, by the end of this, may end up with his best statistical postseason he's ever had.
And, Doug, speaking of Marchand, actually, Giselle said it earlier where people fell in love with the villain so fast. Is it because he's great at hockey? Because picking up the rats and all that stuff, you hated him before, and now you're saying people are wearing Marchand jerseys. I don't know where the hell they got him from.
Well, well, it's amazing how quickly and how many of those hit the streets in a hurry, Brad Marchand Panthers jerseys. But it really is fascinating because the last couple of years, that was the Panthers' fiercest rival, was the Boston Bruins, and he was right in the middle of it over on the other side. And I can tell you this, just from the time he got here, we talked about it. Paul Maurice said he had a little bit of Florida Panther in him from the time he walked in the door. And obviously when he was acquired, he was injured, so there was a little bit of a waiting period before he made his Panthers debut. But he's fit like a glove, and everything you see from Brad Marchand, it's easy, especially I think all Panthers fans are realizing this, it's easy to root for the guy when he's on your side because he does everything that you want. He's everything you want the guy to be. He's out there. You see the competitiveness, the personality, whether it be on the ice or off the ice, is there, the enthusiasm for the game, and you start to really, because he's on your side, and you get to see him play every night, and you get to see what the guy's all about, and you get to see the total skill set. You see how special this guy is, and I can tell you just talking to him, you know, the interactions that we've been able to have, for as great a hockey player he is, and he's a future Hall of Famer, he's just an outstanding guy and a great conversation, and you can see why his teammates love him, and he's one of those guys that, you know, you have these in every sport, and I think now maybe because he's, you know, he's on he's in the twilight of his career, even though he's still producing at an elite level. I mean, he's 37. He's been in the league for a long time. I think now people are starting to look at it and say this, you know, even though this guy may have burned my favorite team at some point in time, this guy's good for the sport. The sport's better with Brad Marchand playing it. His enthusiasm for the game, it's off the charts. And when you watch him play, he's one of those guys that when he has the puck on his stick, it jumps off the screen. It jumps off the TV screen. You want to see what this guy's going to do next. And the same thing goes for when he sits at the podium, when he walks into a Dairy Queen, whatever the situation is, you want to see what's going to happen next.
Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight right here on 560 WQAM. Plagans and Billy Lindsay. Pregame begins at 7:30. Puck drops 8 o'clock, although we know it's a little bit
after. Yeah, a little bit of wiggle room there. Yeah,
a little bit of wiggle room there. Real quick, it can be a one-word answer, two-word answer only, because we're way late here. Better golf movie, Happy Gilmore or Caddyshack?
It's a tough one, but I might go Happy Gilmore just because I've seen it more recently than Caddyshack.
Incorrect. Yeah. All right, Doug Plagans, he will be on the call tonight. Thank you.
Is there another golf movie?
Legend of Bagger Vance. Crowder seems to love inexplicably. Tin Cup.
I remember that.
Tin Cup, Kevin Costner. Yeah.
What's wrong with the Legend of Bagger Vance?
I like pretty girls. All right, we'll see you, Plagans. Have a good broadcast.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up in a moment, and we'll get some headlines and talk a little more hockey.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think the reason people go to games is to see monster dongs, no?
That's one way to describe it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.